Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Orthopedics at Pella Regional Health Center, Dr. Christopher Vincent with Iowa Ortho, joins us on today's program to discuss the expansion next to Pella Regional Health Center. We're here today to talk a little bit about your new role with Pella Regional Health Center as a part of Iowa Orthopedics. You're going to be the Director of Orthopedic Services at Pella Regional. First of all, how did that role come to be and what are some of the functions you're going to be serving for Pella Regional?
Yeah, we're very excited. Over the last several years, we've seen a significant growth in the orthopedic service line here at Pella Regional Health Center. In 2013, we did about 484 surgeries, orthopedic surgeries here at Pella Regional Health Center, and that number has grown by about 20 to 30% every year for the last 3 years. 2016, we did over 800 orthopedic surgeries here at Pella Regional Health Center, and 2017 is on track to be close to 1,000 and similar growth that we've seen over the last few years. So as we have grown, we've brought in more subspecialists. We now cover every subspecialty in orthopedics in Pella Regional Health Center except for tumor and spine. And we plan to grow into providing spine surgery as well here in 2018 and 2019 over the next several years. As we've continued to grow, we've basically outgrown the space that we have available in the hospital to see patients with the various subspecialists we have coming from my main group, which is based in Des Moines, to come down and help me. So as part of that planning, we are starting to build a building, and that's going to be finished in December of this year or January, ready to move in.
Talk a little bit about the relationship between Iowa Orthopedics and Pella Regional, how it kind of came to be, because obviously Pella Regional, not only in orthopedics, has seen growth. They've seen growth in numerous departments. They've just expanded their clinics. How did that relationship, though, first start, and how has it grown over the years?
Yeah. So Iowa Orthopedics is an independent, physician-owned, multi-specialty group, and we are not employed by the hospital, but we have a very close working partnership with them. I mean, we integrate both emergency room consultations and integrating the trauma services that are covered at the hospital. And we're integrated with the physical therapy department, ancillary services. And as the orthopedic service line has grown here in Pella, there's developed more and more of a need to have someone here that's providing some of an administrative role as far as trying to maximize costs and making sure that we're planning ahead for equipment needs in the hospital, and just really being kind of a point person for the hospital to come to help coordinate any needs that we need to be able to service the community. And that's kind of what my role is going to be, as part of an administrative role to help make sure our patients are cared for as the most efficient and streamlined way we can, and kind of help with some of the sort of backstage administrative responsibilities.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, the relationship with Pella Therapy Services, physical therapy, et cetera. That's all currently kind of on that backside of the hospital. I understand it, the working relationship so close that they're going to be moving over with you. What is that partnership like to work with the physical therapy side and all those different things and to be kind of hand in hand with them?
Yeah, it's so important, because orthopedic surgery and the rehabilitation that occurs after surgery is so crucial to having a good outcome that it's absolutely, in my opinion and in every orthopedic surgeon's opinion, that there has to be a great relationship between the physical therapist that's going to be rehabbing the patient and the surgeon. And so we've worked very closely with physical therapists, and in part of our planning, the new building that's going up, we're going to be sharing that space with the Pella Regional Health Center's rehabilitation department. And so they'll have now be able to offer outpatient physical therapy, which has a lot of benefits from inpatient-based physical therapy. And we're very excited to be able to partner with them.
Pella Regional, one of the goals as a rural hospital, and Iowa Orthopedics, I'm sure, as well, is to provide services in more rural areas like Pella Regional. So for someone who has a surgery that may be on the list, what are the services that you provide here locally?
All right, well, we have a hand specialist that comes here every week, and he covers and takes care of any problem and every problem that could arise with your hand and forearm. We also have an elbow specialist that specializes in elbow surgery, both operative and non-operative surgery. We have pain specialists that manage non-operative pain management, both through medication management and injection and minimally invasive procedures to help just control pain. We have shoulder specialists. I myself am a shoulder and knee specialist, and so all I do is sports medicine related to the knee and shoulder. We also have a foot and ankle specialist that comes here every week, and we have two total joint specialists, which are both fellowship trained, and all they do is total hip and total knee arthroplasty, or total hip and total knee replacement surgery. A lot of benefits of having subspecialists taking care of you, because you really have surgeons that are very highly trained in a smaller area, and they perform very high volume of this. And so whether you are just curious about what's going on with one of your joints and want to just have some answers on what it might be, whether you're just having pain that you're fed up with, or you maybe just want to get a second opinion about something, almost anything related to the musculoskeletal system, we can take care of you here at Pella Regional Health Center.
Once again, that was Dr. Vincent with Iowa Ortho discussing the expansion and building going up next to Pella Regional Health Center. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.